Hey, this is Chris Johnson. I'm fucking excited. It's that fucking time of week. Oh, God damn it. Yes! Oh my fucking God. Are you shitting me right now? This is fucking incredible. God damn it. I only let myself have a pop a couple times a week because there's a ton of sugar in that. And I try to be as fucking healthy as possible. Listen, I'm 40 years old now. I gotta fucking take care of myself. I figure, like, I'm gonna make enough shitty decisions in my life that are gonna fuck my body up. I want that fucking ice cream and it's midnight. You know what? Fine. Have a couple scoops. You're gonna be okay. Maybe I eat too much chocolate. I fucking pounded some chocolate covered pretzels the other day during work. I just need a little fucking pick me up. A couple times a week, I have a fucking pop. You know how much fucking sugar's in this? Let me fucking tell you. I got a Coke. I got a classic Coke right now. I like Coke. I like Coke more than Pepsi. I gotta be honest, I don't even think it's close. I had a Pepsi over the weekend. It's fine. And I go to a fucking restaurant and they ask for fucking Coke. And they say, is Pepsi okay? Yeah, it's fine. Is Pepsi okay? I'm not gonna fucking argue with that. Listen, whatever fucking company you have a licensing deal with to fucking supply your drinks, that's fine. I don't give a shit. I'll drink Pepsi. I like Pepsi. If I have a choice to buy Pepsi or Coke, I buy a fucking Coke. I buy a fucking Coke 100 times out of 100. I fucking love this shit. Although I will say, Pepsi products were on sale the other day. They were like 3 for $14. I needed pop. I call it pop, not soda. And you know what? I don't give a fuck. You have a fucking problem with it. Call it whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit. I'm not bound by your douchebag fucking language rules. I'm gonna call it whatever the fuck I wanna fucking call it. Let me tell you what. You can fucking call it soda. I'm gonna fucking follow your fucking ass around all goddamn day. Listen to the fucking terms you use for fucking everything. And then when you say something I don't fucking like, I'm gonna fucking correct your ass. Why the fuck is it? Let me ask you a question. Why the fuck is it that we got a group of assholes out there that, like, if you misspell, like, your and your, or you're a fucking simplistic idiot and you don't know the difference between there, and there, and somebody fucking corrects you, everybody's like, oh, fucking Smarty Jones over here. Fucking grammar Nazi, whatever the fuck. Like, you get hit with that shit. But, like, if I say, like, I want to pop, and some motherfucker's like, it's soda. Like, asshole, you can't even fucking spell. You put your welcome on this fucking card with no apostrophe RE, so eat shit. Let me tell you something. You can fucking start handling basic fucking grammar. You know the difference between two, an affect and effect. You can fucking criticize me about my use of the fucking term pop. I'm still not gonna fucking listen to you. I'm still gonna tell you to eat my fucking ass. But, like, at least then, at that fucking point, you might have some fucking leg to stand on. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I drink 2 pops a week. Every now and then, if I'm getting fucking wild, 3 pops. That's a fucking crazy fucking week. 3? Are you shitting me? 3's a fucking wild week. That's how fucking insane Chris Johnson gets as a middle-aged man. Holy shit, I'm feeling a little fucking frisky. I'm gonna have a 3rd fucking pop? Oh, you better settle down, son. But Coke was fucking 2 for $12, and I just bought some fucking Coke products. Vanilla Coke. Coke, whenever the fuck it was, like months ago, because it lasts me a while. I get a couple 12 packs on sale. I have 2 a week. It lasts me fucking, I don't know, 12 plus 12 is 24. 2 a week, 12 weeks, 3 fucking months. You see that math right there? I'm a goddamn wizard. Every now and then, though, like it'll be like 3 for $15 or some shit. And I saw these Pepsi products. They're like, I like Pepsi products. I like a lot of fucking kinds of pop. I like to mix that shit up too. But my Pepsi products on sale, I'm like, motherfucking get a cherry Dr. Pepper and get a fucking Mountain Dew. And I got some cherry Pepsi as well. But I had a regular Pepsi over the weekend. And like I said, well, fine. And motherfucker ain't Coke. But this shit, like, okay, there's 39 grams of sugar in this fucking can. And like the fucking percentage daily value, 78%? Fuck! I already had a goddamn Oreo ball today. I'm fucking well over my fucking daily allotment of sugar. But you know what? I don't give a fuck. You know what else I had? I had 1 almond M&M. I don't want to spoil myself. Aside from fucking me thinking booze tastes like absolute shit, it's part of the reason, like, I don't really drink that much. Like, I gotta fucking limit my vices here. I've always kind of done that. Like, remember back in the day? Like, when you're fucking 20s? I remember pounding pop all the time, fucking drinking way more than I do now. And, like, you start fucking gaining weight, looking like shit, and fucking feeling like shit. Waking up all fucking dehydrated, getting those fucking calf cramps. You ever fucking have that shit? You ever have your fucking calf cramp up in the middle of the night? You know what the fuck I'm talking about? Holy fucking Christ. That is the fucking worst feeling in the fucking world. I hate my fucking father, but, like, one of the few times I actually related to that motherfucker in this life was when he was like, God, my fucking calf hurts and locked up in the middle of the night. I'm like, motherfucker, that happened to you too? Like, I thought I was the only one. Like, I thought, like, I was just suffering in silence with my fucking calf locking up in the middle of the night. It'll just wake you out of a dead fucking sleep. This fucking thing, it just locks. It just fucking locks up. I found out the reason for that was, like, being, like, dehydrated and shit. So now I just, like, fucking pound water. I'll get up to fucking piss 4 times in the middle of the night before I have to deal with that fucking calf pain. Holy fucking Christ. It is the goddamn worst. I'm sitting in fucking bed in the middle of the night just banging my goddamn leg. Cat's looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing, son? I'm trying to sleep here. But that's what it's all about. That's the secret to my existence. limiting vices. I fucking love ice cream. I fucking love chocolate. I fucking love pop. So, like, I gotta cut back on the fucking booze. I can't remember the last time I had a fucking drink. I had a little bit, like, when I was camping with my cousins, but that's only because we were taking this shit. I don't know how deep I want to get into this fucking story, but it's supposed to fuck with your taste buds, so I was drinking this apple beer. It sounds like we're all getting high in the middle of the fucking woods on, like, PCP or some shit, but it really wasn't the case. But I had some then. But, like, I know people just pound booze, like, all the time. Like, I don't want that shit in my system all the time. I try to fucking eat healthy and be as fucking healthy as possible. Plus, I'm running these fucking marathons and half marathons and shit. I gotta keep my fucking body in good shape, and I just can't be drinking, like, popping booze and shit all the time, or smoking and all that shit. Like, I don't know, man. In my fucking head, like, I feel like I gotta do things to, like, keep my fucking ass calm, and, like, doing what I'm doing is keeping my ass calm. That's the fucking secret to my existence. How the fuck are we gonna keep Chris Johnson calm today? Let's fucking do that, so he doesn't go insane. If you can keep me from losing my fucking shit, we have fucking succeeded. We have had a successful day. Well, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, that's when new podcast episodes will come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and any other fucking podcasting site you want. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I am on Twitter, that is at JohnsonHateYou. I am on Instagram, that is at maybe 5 minutes. I'm also going to keep popping this shit in my Facebook timeline, so you can catch me there as well.